Major said,
it is not right to be holding people at Rikers simply because they are too poor to make bail.
Right.
And so bail reform was implemented to make sure that folks who are accused of misdemeanors or non-violent felonies, they do not have to await their trial on Rikers Island. And you all know this, that has become an enormous source of debate. Right now in Albany, there is an effort to hold back bail reform. So we said, you know, let's make sure we're following facts and not fear.
Right.
We wanted to get the numbers out about how bail reform is actually meant. Go through it, and you know, I'm not gonna, you can take a look at the report. But the facts don't lie, the data is very clear. There is no statistical change in pretrial arrest rates before and after bail reform. Bail reform is not driving the increase in crime, which is taking place in cities all around the country where there was no bail reform implemented. So if we're following facts and not fear, we will know bail reform is not driving the increase in crime. Pretrial arrest rates will remain the same before and after bail reform. What we actually see is that bail continues to drive pretrial incarceration and extract wealth from low-income families in cases where bail was said judges are supposed to attend to a family's ability to pay. That's the whole point, is to enable them to make bail to have a reasonable fear. And yet in half the cases, 50% of the time, families are unable to make bail, and so folks spend their time on Rikers Island, where Jordan Herman Diaz died. So, Senator, I know you need to fight up there. We're all going to have to back. Sorry, you made sure. And part of why that's so critical is because you should not be on Rikers Island simply because you're poor. Part of why that's critical is if we know that bail reform is not what's contributing to the increase in crime, then rolling it back is not going to decrease crime. You know what it's only going to do is decrease justice. And we're not going to let that happen.
No,
at the same time, I'll just end here. Part of what's critical and why bail reform is so important is that a key thing we have to do is reduce the number of people who you are incarcerated in our correction system. And I'm so proud alongside our chair, Justice Barnett.